For more on the president's address last night, just a short time ago this morning, we spoke with Massachusetts Congresswoman Nikki Tsongas about the president's accomplishments and the challenges he still faces in his final year in office and how he argued for his goals in his speech last night.
Well, I think, you know, the president rightly highlighted the progress this country has made. He certainly confronted some extraordinary challenges as he was sworn into office. But by virtue of some very important decisions and actions, we were able to move forward. But I also think he importantly acknowledged that, you know, all is not done, that too many Americans continue to confront real challenges in their lives. And we obviously, on the national security front, have real decisions that we have to make as to how best to confront ISIL.
He challenged Congress last night to take a vote authorizing the use of military force against ISIS. Do you think that's likely?
Well, I would hope so. I have long called for that. You know, this is a new and very different threat from that which we initially confronted in Iraq. It's going to require a very different approach, and we really have to debate many complexities of the way in which we confront it, what it's going to require of this country, how we're going to pay for it. And I think through the authorization for the use of military force, Congress has the opportunity to robustly debate all the elements. I know the Armed Services Committee often has different hearings in which we hear from different experts or our military or whatever, but we tend to do this in silos. And I think we have to have this debate across Congress and then make a decision how best to move forward or not. You know, the authorization for use for military force, we'll have to make a case that brings the majority to a decision that, yes, we need to move forward. So obviously not a simple thing, but a very important thing, I think.
The president also touched on climate change in the State of the Union speech last night, saying there's an incentive for the U.S. taking the lead on fighting climate change. Here he is speaking.
Even if 2014 wasn't the warmest year on record, until 2015 turned out to be even hotter. Why would we want to pass up the chance for American businesses to produce and sell the energy of the future?
You have praised the president's leadership on climate change, Congresswoman Tsongas, especially following the climate summit in Paris last year. But do you see any movement on this issue in Congress in the president's final year in office?
Well, I would hope so. I think it was very important that he drew attention to the economic opportunities, the job creation opportunities it presents. Massachusetts is certainly home to a large cluster of clean energy companies, many of them highly innovative and important economic drivers in the Commonwealth. And that could be true more broadly across our country. I especially appreciated the statement he made that you didn't quote there, but where he talked about how our military acknowledges climate change, the vast majority of scientists acknowledge it, the majority of Americans acknowledge it, and the many signers of the Paris Agreement acknowledge it. And obviously, those across the aisle, for some, whatever reason, have a very difficult time coming to the table. But it's a generational responsibility, one we have to confront. We cannot ignore it.
One more question, a bigger picture question. Was the president effective last night in selling his plans for the next year, his last year in office, to the GOP-controlled Congress, which has, frankly, stalled pretty much all White House initiatives?
Well, it remains to be seen. I've certainly learned from my experience there of my 8 years, seven of those years have been under President Obama. And what I've seen over and over again is the highly partisan rhetoric that makes movement so difficult. But when push comes to shove, we are able to come together in a bipartisan way and resolve very important issues. And that's certainly true on the Armed Services Committee, where there's a great tradition of bipartisanship. I think it's why we are one of the strongest countries militarily in the world, that we recognize on both sides of the aisle the important role we play. So I always remain hopeful. He did put on the table the need for the federal government to better address the opioid challenge we have in the Commonwealth and across the country. I think that's something where there is bipartisan agreement. I've certainly heard my colleagues across the aisle reference that as an important issue. So while it won't be as vast or as complex an agenda as one might want, but it is his final year, I remain hopeful that we will see some good progress on important issues.
Massachusetts Congresswoman Nikki Tsongas, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob. Have a good day.